Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Last Friday of June 2015. This is the 26th of June. Hey, hey, what do you say? Let's make hay for another day. I did pretty well on the farm yesterday making hay. How about you? If you're a farmer, did you make some hay yesterday? If you didn't, maybe you made hay in some other area of your life. If you're a better on what was going to happen at the Supreme Court, the ruling on Obamacare, and maybe you made some hay there, if you know what I mean. The Doug Steffen Good Day program, Molly Page, going to update us on that. She's the news sage. Kenny Kessler has your opinions. He's in charge of social media, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. So let's talk about the Obamacare ruling, Supreme Court. Some people seem to be surprised that it was a 6-3 ruling, Molly.
Why do you think they were surprised?
Because they really felt it was going to come closer. If it was going to go anyway, it would be very close, 5-4, and maybe even tip the other way.
Yeah, no, it was, yeah, as you said, 6-3 in favor of the Obama administration on the Affordable Care Act tax credits. In the case of King versus Burwell, by affirming the Fourth Circuit Court's ruling, the Supreme Court did decide that people who obtain health insurance through the federal exchange will be eligible for tax credits, despite attempts by the law's foes to claim that this is not specific in the law. So I guess I wasn't terribly surprised by it, so I'm surprised that others were.
Well, I think that there, it depends on your political persuasion probably as much as anything else. The tax credit issue and getting into the nuance of that and making it part of the, I guess, the hook in the, quote, Affordable Health Care Act. What makes it affordable is that people get credits for some of the things, especially depending on your tax bracket, if you need it. And there was an attempt to keep that from becoming or from staying in there. And there were lots of different reasons. The Republicans have been fighting this for a long, long time, since it came out pretty much. And so what this has become for the Republicans is a fundraising. Now, this is the fundraising tour. There, I heard two different points of view on this. One, the Republicans use it as a fundraiser. Get rid of Obamacare. We told you we had to get new people in there, and so vote for me. I'll get rid of it. And the Democrats, at least a couple of them anyway, were running for the presidency, turned it around and said, "Will, vote for me. Give me money. I'll keep Obamacare in place." So this is still going to be a political football, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. But it's nice to have some, at least, calm when it comes to the tax credit issue. Kenny, you have this sort of care. Did you, I know your wife takes care of most of that stuff, but did you get any benefit from having paid the premiums in terms of your tax return that you know of?
Well, we haven't filed our taxes yet. So
good for you. Wow, congratulations. You're another one.
Yeah.
Good for you. You'll figure it out. That's really what the issue is here. So where it goes, this is one of those things that's not really understood by most people because they haven't dug around in it, Molly. The real issue here was the tax credit. It wasn't Obamacare. It was the tax credit. And then taking the tax credit would make it more affordable, because if you don't get a tax credit, that means it just costs you that much more to have the health care. And so the tax credit issue was central and core in terms of having it have wide appeal, having wide impact, or much wider impact. The markets telling investors loud and clearly which companies are getting the biggest shot in the arm from the law. Yesterday, traders went back into the stock market after the announcement from the Supreme Court. So let's see here. The Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act has benefited the Russell 1000 stock average, which was up 7.7%. The healthcare facility stock at the Russell 1000 up 7.7%. Let's see here. That's about 7 points higher. It normally moves up and down less than a point in the course of a day. Let's see here. The five best-performing healthcare stocks in the Russell 2000 were all hospitals, and they all gained yesterday, too. So it was a good day. If you had healthcare in your stock portfolio... Say that again, Doug. In your portfolio... In your stock portfolio, if you have healthcare stocks, you had a good day yesterday. All right, so there's... I guess another winner. Winner, chicken dinner. If you have it, you like it, or at least you have something that's beneficial. What I heard a couple of people say, which I thought was the most cogent part of the whole thing, was the acknowledgement that it really isn't about health care. It's about people getting access to health care through insurance. That's really all this ever was. It was an insurance bill, not a health care bill. It's not about better health care. It's just about people getting access to what's in the system. Unfortunately, as part of the bill, the system has gotten worse. And the thing that I have been most concerned about is the lack of preventative care that is not fostered by, well, again, it's not a, I had bad or misapprehensions based on my misunderstanding of it from the beginning when it was called a health care bill, because it isn't a health care bill. It's about insurance. It was written by the insurance lobby. It's all about insurance. But the providing of more health care to people who weren't on it or eligible for it before, that's a good thing for the hospitals and these companies, because more people will go in and use their services. Doesn't mean you're getting better care, just means more people can have service. So, Kenny, what do you have for comments, facebook.com/Good Day and Twitter at Good Day, about the Supreme Court ruling?
Joe says, this Obamacare is the worst decision our country had since the creation of the Federal Reserve.
Yeah, I don't know. I think people, that's a talking point for those on the right. It just becomes, when people say stuff like that, it to me means they don't really understand what the issues are. Did I think Obamacare was a great idea? No. Do I think the Fed is a positive influence on us? I don't know. But it is not. It becomes the big, you know, the Satan in the sky kind of thing. This is terrible. Yeah, there are some good things about Obamacare. And that, again, has to do with who's getting exposed to the health care. But to sell it as a health care bill is just disingenuous, because it's not what it is. All right, what else?
Mike says, dear Republicans, your tenacity is admirable, but you lost. Not only did you lose, but your constituents are glad you lost. They need health care. You fought as hard as you could, but it's time to move on. We have a number of problems facing the nation right now, including racism, poverty, police brutality, climate change, and money in politics, just to name a few. Please invest the same energy and ferocity you spent fighting Obamacare on these issues.
I would say yes to three. There were five things there, four of the five things. I think he's spot on, actually. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken or Molly at DougSteffen.com. 14 past the hour on Good Day.
You're getting very sleepy.
Sleepy.
You're no longer afraid of bunnies.
Bunnies.
You'll join my rewards program.
I'll join your...
What? 50% off your fifth session.
Mm-hmm.
Focus on the value.
Value.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Finally, there's Plenty. Earn points at one place and use them at another. Sign up today at plentywithani.com for access to offers worth over $100 in savings. There's Plenty together. Terms and conditions apply.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist. And they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed. But I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
If you want clearer skin, a boost in your brain and productivity, or help fighting off sickness, then grab a glass of water, or two or three. From aiding digestion to fighting fatigue, water plays a huge role in your health. Experts suggest between 8 to 12 cups of water a day. Here are some hints to stay hydrated. Drink one cup the minute you wake up in the morning, and drink a cup at least 30 minutes before each meal. Try and keep a water bottle handy all through the day. This health tip is brought to you by your local Health Mart Pharmacy. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com.
For all of you out there who've already signed up for Rite Aid's new Wellness Plus with Plenty card, we'd like to say thanks a million. Actually, thanks millions with an S. Because Because to date, Plenty members have earned millions of dollars worth of Plenty points, which can be used for savings at Rite Aid and certain Plenty partners. So get in, get your new card, and get online to finish signing up at Plenty.com. Then use your points for savings today with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Terms and conditions apply. Learn more at Plenty.com.
Want a more colorful summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Great Summer Painting Party, June 21st through July 6th. With colors like Beach House, Julep, and Fireworks, summer never looked better. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Make the most of your color with the very best paint for exceptional coverage, rich color, and results that last. All you have to do is ask Sherwin-Williams. 16 after the hour, Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Molly and Kenny and I searching for more on the president's tribute. Well, we're not really searching because we found it. The president's going to Charleston today to I don't know if preside is the right word, Molly, but he's eulogizing the victims of the shooting in that church. I don't think this is a surprise. Do we think this is a surprise?
That he's going?
Yeah.
Oh, no, no, no. This has been planned for quite some time, actually. It's been talked about all week that he'll be going. He'll be delivering a eulogy for State Senator Clementa Pinckney, the pastor of the Emmanuel AME Church, where, of course, eight other parishioners were also shot to death last week. Michelle Obama will also be there. They'll meet with the victims' families, Vice President Joe Biden, House Speaker John Boehner, and Democratic presidential front runner Hillary Clinton also attending the funeral services, and then a tribute program will be starting.
Think about that. Let's stop there for a second. That sounds like just nothing but political. I mean, let's go. Well, when Hillary Clinton goes, or other people running for the presidency? Eh.
Well, she's attending the funeral services. She's
But why?
Speaking, maybe because she wants to.
And she was in Charleston the day before the shooting.
Oh, she was?
Yeah.
Did she meet with any of these people that she have? What did she say? She has an alibi?
Yep. Pinckney was there at one of her campaign stops.
Uh-huh. Okay. So there's connection. I didn't know what the connection was. Because to me, oftentimes when these sorts of things happen, as politicians use military personnel for backdrops in their campaigns, which I find disgusting, these sorts of things become political background for campaigns as well. And I find that disgusting. So at least there's a connection there. We're going to probably see the likes of Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson and the usual,
all the usual
crowd.
Suspects. Yeah,
yeah, right. Exactly.
So the eulogy delivered by Mr. Obama will begin at 1:45 p.m. local time.
So there are 5,000. Did I see that? 5,000 seats, and people who want to be a part of this have to be there by 9 o'clock. And then the other there wasn't there a funeral for two of them yesterday? So there's is it seven? All of them today? The rest of them? How's that number shaking? Not that it's an important part of the story. I just find it interesting. As to how these people sort of all together. Yeah, here we look. There's Jesse Jackson. I'm just looking at the list of people who are going to be there. All right, so we have that and the continuing conversation about it. This lady, Ethel Lance, minister said of her at her eulogy yesterday, when Sister Lance praised the Lord, you had to strap on your spiritual seatbelt. I thought that was a wonderful way. I don't know anything about this woman, but when anybody uses words that are that eloquent to describe somebody, you can just sort of picture this person saying, when Sister Lance praised the Lord, you had to strap on your spiritual seatbelt. And that, more often than not, or so frequently, especially in some of these the gospel churches, the churches where the music is so important and where the ministers are as poignant as they are, I think it brings out something. I've been to a number of black churches in my life, and I find them oftentimes, frankly, much more inspirational than the equivalent white churches. Now, whatever that means to people, you can take your shots as you will. I just find them to have a little bit more connection, if you will. So, you can interpret that as you will. It's Doug at DougSteffen.com if you want. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
John is planning a radio show for Apple Music, according to the story that we have at DougSteffen.com today. Along with Elton John, Dr. Dre also planning a radio show for Apple Music. Kenny, what can you tell us about Dr. Dre?
He's a big time rapper and also known as behind the scenes in music, doing a lot of producing, and also created was just a big part of the Beats technology, which was a sound system that Apple made a deal with them and gobbled that up.
Really? Huh. This is an appealing thing for Apple Music to have? They have shows like this on Sirius and Pandora, Stitcher, that sort of. Is this going to be unique to Apple and their radio?
I'm sure that they're hoping it will be unique, and with having Dr. Dre and Elton John, two big names that go after very different audiences, mm-hmm. It's going to be a big pull for people who like their music.
These things are sort of podcasts that will be on that Apple Music site, right?
I don't know if it'll be podcast or if it'll just be a show that comes on like a regular radio show.
Right.
At a certain
regular,
time.
Same time every week. Saturdays at 7, make sure you're listening to Elton John. And then following Elton John at 9 is Dr. Dre here on Apple Music.
Yeah.
I got it. Change in another career. Huh?
Yeah.
You know, go to Apple Music and get an announcer job. All right, 25 and change Dr. Doug. Practicing without a license again. All right, so now we move from music into late-night show comedy and some of the fun that late-night guys Conan and Jimmy Fallon and Seth Meyers are having with politics as usual.
Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal is running for president. This is historic. Okay. I think if Jindal can take that enthusiasm... He's going right to the White House. Or a White House. A house that is white. This is historic. Bobby Jindal is a 44-year-old Indian American whose real first name is Payush. Yes. After hearing about it, President Obama said, a young, non-white guy with a crazy name? Good luck with that.
Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal announced he's running for president yesterday. That's right. And I saw that he promised his kids that if he wins, they can have a puppy. It got awkward when his kids were like, goldfish it is. That's right. Bobby Jindal announced that he's running for president, which makes him the 13th Republican to enter the race so far. That's right. 13 Republican candidates, or as it's also called, the banker's dozen.
Big news out of the Supreme Court today. They upheld Obamacare. And President Obama said today's Supreme Court decision shows, as the dust has settled, there can be no doubt that Obamacare is working. As long as you upgrade to the latest version of Internet Explorer. Donald Trump spoke out against the Supreme Court decision this morning on Obamacare and called it a disaster, which is also what he asked for when he goes into Supercuts.
They were going to let that go. All right, here's a quick find from Wendy. Wendy Williams' program answering an audience member's question about whether to move in with a new boyfriend.
Well, I met my boyfriend on a dating app 3 months ago. We're very serious. You know, I've met his family. He's about to meet mine. Yeah. And we're talking about moving in together. So I'm 38. He's 44. We're no spring chickens.
Right.
And we're talking about living together. What do you think? Is it too soon?
Do you have kids?
No, no kids.
Does he have kids?
No. No.
It's still too soon.
Yeah? Too soon?
Yeah. I mean, I get it because, you know, when you're older, you know what you want quicker and you're able to make quicker decisions.
Yeah.
But I would say give it another 3 months. Like, you know what? Happy New Year's.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm your host, Mark Green. Today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and Katrina van den Heuvel of The Nation magazine. Coming right up, a majority of Germans say that NATO shouldn't go to war with Russia, even if Russia attacks a NATO country. You agree?
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window.
And then,
somehow, my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Rich Lowry and Katrina van den Heuvel. A majority of Germans say that NATO shouldn't go to war with Russia, even if Russia attacks a NATO country. You agree?
The European countries close to Russia do not want to consider this. People don't. We are distant from Russia. The media here has been relentlessly one-sided. There are two stories, both Kiev and Moscow, are stoking conflict. The only way forward is not for NATO intervention, but for doubling down on what John Kerry is trying to do, which is to build out this Minsk II peace accord. There is no military solution, only a diplomatic political.
This administration will not go to war with Russia and will likely see the destruction of the NATO alliance in effect. And yes, it is plausible that Putin would do this. He invaded and annexed Crimea and then invaded Ukraine after that. And what you want to do is obviously avoid it happening and have as much deterrent as possible, which means making him pay a price for his current aggression so he won't consider more.
That was your Both Sides Minute today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and Katrina van den Heuvel of The Nation magazine.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Seven Good Day program. I'm here with Ken Kessler, the info wrestler, and Molly Page, the news stage, going through the items of interest from today and this past week. As a matter of fact, the poll at DougStefan.com, as usual on Friday and over the weekend, asks you to tell us what you think the most important item of the week was conversationally, the way it shook out on the countdown with the top 10 items from Talkers Magazine for this past week, the week of June 22nd to the 26th. At number one, the Supreme Court Obamacare ruling. You agree that was the number one item this past week as far as what influenced you and your thinking. The church slayings and the Confederate flag issue at number two. How important was that to you? The trade deal, number three. Presidential prospectors. Prospectors or prospects. Any or all of those you can choose and yank them. Number four. The Boston bombing sentencing, and number five, the Pope's climate change focus, number six, ISIS and their continuing violence, number seven, Freddie Gray autopsy was eight, number nine was the Taylor Swift Apple Music case, and number ten, the Brady thing. I want to talk for just a second before we get back into a couple of other things about the Taylor Swift Apple Music case, because I find it, and this is a more of a, I don't know whether this is a rhetorical question, Kenny, or not. Maybe we get some input. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day, because Kenny is the keeper of that information. This is awkward for me as a former music guy, understanding how the music business works, or maybe past tense. Maybe I don't understand how it works now as well. But when I see a tool that's being used by musicians and promoters to give exposure to artists like Taylor Swift or anybody else whose music is being played by Apple or being played at Pandora or being played on the radio,
I find it, and I said this in the 70s when I was talking about this, the 60s with payola. What are you thinking? Without the radio, without that tool that gives you the needed exposure for your new product, you have nothing, or you have much less. Now, has that changed so much, Kenny, that the this music would be readily downloadable, and that Taylor Swift doesn't need, maybe she's an exception, or maybe she's the rule. Don't some of these mid-level artists need the radio or need the exposure applications like Apple?
That's not what this really is. I mean, when both of us were in radio playing music, in that time, you couldn't just, as somebody who liked music, you couldn't just listen to whatever you wanted. If you wanted to hear a new song by the Beatles or by the Police or whoever, you had to wait for it to come on the radio. But now with Apple Music, you could go to their website or go to their app on your phone, and you could pick whichever song you want and listen to it for free. And Apple was going to give away, they were going to launch this new streaming service for free for the first 3 months. So basically giving away as much music as anybody wanted. And they were not going to pay any of the artists. So if you had an album out, whether you were Taylor Swift or whether you were a band that no one had heard of, people were going to get your music, whether they were just going to listen to it or they were going to get it for free, and you would get nothing for it.
So this is so you're telling me that the exposure mechanism that used to be the case in our era of being on the radio is not the same now by any stretch of the imagination as it used to be?
No, not at all. And this isn't what Apple's doing really isn't radio. It's a like an a la carte kind of it's kind of like what Netflix is. You pick what you want to listen to. You don't just say, I like rock music, play.
So
play rock, play
music. It doesn't, when you go to Pandora and you pick out a song, it will give you a list, a playlist of other songs that are from that genre or perhaps you would find appealing. It's kind of like when you buy something on Amazon, I buy a book that's about X, and underneath it it'll say, well, other people who bought this book bought these books. Is that what you're saying, that sort of thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, I understand. I'm not sure I agree, but I understand how it works. 888-302-3684. The Confederate flag stories, the stories not just of the victims of the massacre, but the ensuing conversation about what the Confederate flag and Confederate emblems and images represent. This has been a big discussion, and a lot of people have taken shots at me because I'm not unique in my philosophy about this. I don't really care what you do with it. I don't think it belongs in public buildings, on public land. So, Molly, you've got an update of the latest people who have, and this sort of blows my mind, too. When you listen to the list that she has of the people that will perhaps be surprising to you, or the organizations, or where you could find Confederate items, even on public lands. I find this list to be, so this is a continuing list of from the retailers who have dumped it earlier in the week to others who have said, nope, no more Confederate flags for us. So who's on that list?
The National Park Service.
Yeah,
now
weird.
Pulling merchandise with a Confederate flag on it, including...
What is the National Park Service doing with the... This is America. Why is there anything relating to the Confederacy at any federal installation?
Well, it was in the gift shop at Fort Sumter in Charleston, South Carolina.
Yeah,
and
inappropriate.
Well, and I think maybe that's what this incident is bringing up. This hasn't really been thought about in so long. It's kind of just been there, and no one's brought it up. No one's questioned it at all. So now the National Park Director said, we strive to tell the complete story of America. He said in a statement, all sale items in parks are evaluated based on educational value and their connection to the park. Any standalone depictions of Confederate flags have no place in the park. So maybe if it's in conjunction to something that you're learning from, history, but just a depiction of the Confederate flag they're taking out. Separately, Apple has pulled several Civil War-themed games from its app store over their use of the Confederate flag, including Ultimate General, Gettysburg, and Hunted Cows Hex War Games. Apple CEO Tim Cook spoke out against displaying the Confederate flag. He said the lives of the victims in the Charleston shooting are of value. He said by eradicating racism and removing these symbols and words that feed this hatred, that's what they're doing.
Yeah. All right. Well, there's certainly more. The sergeant, his name is Shannon Dildine, I believe, D-I-L-D-I-N-E.
No longer sergeant.
Oh, yeah, right. He's not. He's a civilian, Shannon Dildine. He got a job someplace else. He was a North Charleston police officer, got fired for posting a picture on his Facebook page, moron that he must be, he had a box of shorts that had the Confederate flag on it. He took a picture of him and he posted it on his Facebook page. So now he's been fired.
Idiot.
I know, isn't that? What are you doing? What are you thinking, pal? What do you think is going to happen unless you are so arrogant or so stupid that in this day and age, or at least under the circumstances right here, right now, you're going to let everybody see that you wear a Confederate flag on your boxer shorts and you're a police officer? It just doesn't make any sense.
Would that have been a problem a couple of weeks ago?
No, not at all. No, it wouldn't have. But things have changed. The landscape is different. It's not common. I'm not faulting him for wearing. I don't care what you're wearing. You're out. You know, I hold my boxer shorts up to anybody's as far as design is concerned and color.
Let me guess. Cows?
I have some cows. Yes, I do have some
cows. Cows on your boxer shorts, yeah.
Thank you. I do wear boxers, not briefs. Probably too much information. Anyway, this guy has to be the silliest person. Why would you leave yourself open to that? It just, unbelievable. Okay, Uri Geller is going to join us in a moment. We're going to talk about things that are sensitive in nature. If you're one of the millions of American men and women who are suffering, speaking of thinning, sensitive, you've got thinning hair problems, Provia is the way to deal with them. This is a proven way for you to get at the causes of hair thinning safely without side effects, no prescription medications. Say goodbye to the embarrassment of thinning hair. Cleanse the pores. Let the hair follicles under your scalp come through. Your hair grows back in again. There's a part of Provia that enhances the size, if you will, of the shafts of hair that come out of your scalp, making your hair seem more voluminous. So thicker hair, better hair, healthier hair, all comes about as a result of using Provia. Safe for colored and treated hair as well. Call 800-525-8319 to order Provia right now. 800-525-8319. Mention Doug Steffen, and you'll get two for the price of one. As a matter of fact, you get a regular Provia, and then you're going to get the Super Concentrate, which is working faster for a lot of people that use it. 800-525-8319. Upgrade to priority shipping free as well. 800-525-8319. Provia.
I'm Rich McFadden reporting for InTheNews.tv. With summer finally here, you can expect many to trek to the beaches and pools. But what must-have beauty secrets should you bring with you? We asked beauty expert Rebecca George who she partnered with to take to the beach this year.
Well, you don't want to be caught in your bikini with dry, lifeless hair. And summer really can be harsh on your hair.
What's in your bag?
I love Infusium 23's Moisture Replenisher Collection. The scientifically advanced system consists of Moisture Replenisher shampoo, conditioner, and leave-in treatment. Ingredients include nourishing avocado and olive oil that richly hydrate hair, providing 10 times the amount of moisture when used as a system. It really will transform dry hair to soft, silky, and replenished hair. And I also say, stash the leave-in treatment in your beach bag. You can run it through your hair after swimming to help prevent salt and chlorine damage. You can find these at major food and drug mass retailers nationwide for under $7, or check out their website, infusium23.com.
What else do you recommend?
Well, sunscreen is a beach bag must for everyone. I love SkinCeuticals Physical Matte UV Defense SPF 50. Not only does does it offer SPF 50 protection, but it also applies completely matte with a slight tint. Perfect for combating shine and leaving your complexion looking powdery perfect without that white, greasy residue. It can also double as a primer for makeup. That's a definite bonus. You can find it at SkinCeuticals.com, and it's $34.
Thanks, Rebecca. For more information, visit inthenews.tv.
For all of you out there who've already signed up for Rite Aid's new Wellness Plus with Plenty card, we'd like to say thanks a million. Actually, thanks millions with an S. Because to date, Plenty members have earned millions of dollars worth of Plenty points, which can be used for savings at Rite Aid and certain Plenty partners. So get in, get your new card, and get online to finish signing up at Plenty.com. Then use your points for savings today with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Terms and conditions apply. Learn more at Plenty.com.
All right, 14 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day Program. Regular Friday visitor at the Good Day Program is Uri Geller. His website is fascinating, URIGELLER.com, or some you can access it sometimes by URI-GELLER.com. Uri is at his home in England. You've heard him perhaps say, or you've read about him being tested in America. You had you went to Stanford University, and they tested your brain or brain waves. I've forgotten what they actually tested.
I was, Dougie, I was locked in shielded rooms, and I had to do telepathy through Faraday cages. And one of the instigators of these tests was an amazing man called Russell Targ, and he's still amazing. He lives in California, but his son, Nicholas Targ, is visiting me with his family. His wife actually is a Bostonian from Boston, and their son is here, and he's into the environment, you know, legal stuff that we get out of, you know what I mean, Doug.
Yeah, climate change.
You've had it all the time. You were a farmer. You've got how many hundreds of cows? But listen, just say hi to him. His name is Nicholas, and he asked him some interesting questions.
Hi, Doug. This is Nicholas Targ.
Nicholas, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well. It's wonderful to be here with Uri Geller and his wife in his beautiful house. I remember Uri from the time that I was a young boy when my father and he were working together at SRI. And I'm now here with my family. I'm an environmental lawyer with the global law firm of Holland & Knight.
All right, so let's talk about all. Let's for this past week, a lot of discussion has been focused on the Pope and his focus on climate change. How important is the Pope involved in this discussion to the overall understanding of what's going on or movement to get people to do something?
Well, the Pope, and this Pope in particular, Pope Francis, right, whose namesake is synonymous with the environment and ecology and the animals, his statement on the environment is really most important. He's a very important opinion maker and, of course, leader. And for him to come out as strongly as he has and as clearly as he has is a very important step.
Is there more momentum moving? I'm guessing that your firm and your focus on the environment works toward trying to clean the air up and perhaps, I hope, protecting the rights of people who are being, quote-unquote, offended by all of the things that are going on. But in terms of the most serious problem that we could say is worldwide, what is it? What are you finding most in litigation around the world when it comes to climate change or the global warming, whatever you want to call it?
Well, I think that the two most important issues right now are climate change, both in terms of the direct heat impact and the issue that we'll be finding, I hate to use their term, downstream with the issue of sea level rise. Both of those issues are going to be important, and related to that is the issue of clean water for all people, particularly people who are living in underserved areas and in the developing country.
Hmm. You wonder why, when it comes to water and water shortages, there isn't more desalinization going on. That seems to be a good alternative, but some people say it's environmentally irresponsible or unfriendly. I mean, how do you decide between having enough water to drink or not having enough clean air?
Islamization is an important element. The country of Israel has been a true leader in this area. Yeah. And one thing that we're seeing, and I'm from California, where we're having a severe drought, we're now in our fourth year, is that we're looking at an all-of-the-above strategy. Issues of conservation, issues of efficiency, and increasingly we're looking to issues of desalinization as an important step as well.
Yeah, but
so
the government
truly
gets
an
all-of-the-above. There was a desalinization plant built off the coast of Santa Barbara, and it was shut down actually before it began because the EPA said that it wasn't environmentally friendly. At some point in time, there's got to be a reality check here, doesn't there?
Well, I think that there are, and we've also gotten better, and we've seen a lot of leadership in the area of desalinization. There's a desal plant in California, just off the coast, in Monterey, that's just going online right now.
Well, let's hope it does the trick for at least some of the people in California that need that consideration. Nicholas, good to have you here. I'm glad that we had a chance to meet and check in. Uri is a wonderful human being. You'll gain a lot from being around him, and appreciate the connection that Uri made for us to you. Thank you. 51 after on Good Day.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Now, 53 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program focused on technology. I think Greg Stephan will be back with us next week. In the meantime, it is left to me and us to bring you up to date the latest conversations and information about what's changing, what's staying the same, what opportunities there are for you in the world of technology. So in a moment, Facebook experiment with facial recognition seems fascinating. And also, where is the Google self-driving car likely to show up next? That's next here on Good Day.
At Choice Hotels, we know business trips start with a choice. Stay or go. You can press send or press pause. Start a chat room or chat in a natural room. Just remember, opportunities won't come to you. You got to get out there to get things done. Should I stay or should I go? ChoiceHotels.com makes it fast and easy to find a range of choice hotels like Comfort Inn and Suites. So stay with us for business and book now at ChoiceHotels.com. You always have a choice.
Summer's here, and a great way to get into the spirit is with a fresh coat of paint on your favorite room.
It's easy and affordable. To help get you started, our friends at Sherwin-Williams can provide expert advice, from the latest in paint trends to choosing the right color and simple cleanup tips. The Sherwin-Williams experts have you covered for painting success. Simply walk into one of their 4,000 stores and ask for a Sherwin-Williams professional. Or go to SherwinWilliams.com. And don't forget to sign up for their Paint Perks benefits to save every day.
At Kubota, value means getting more than you expected for less than you thought. Like the L2501 DT Compact Tractor. Now with financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years and factory rebates, you can do more for less. That's value. That's Kubota. Zero down, 0% APR financing for terms up to 60 months on select equipment now through June 30th, 2015. Financing through Kubota Credit Corporation USA. Subject to credit approval. Other exceptions may apply. For more information, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
All right, Facebook is experimenting with technology that can recognize faces in photographs, even if they are hidden or obstructed. Won't police love this? Sounds like the making of a good television program. There are a lot of situations in which, as you know, you can't really get a good, clear picture of somebody's face. So what happens is law enforcement works on a variety of sort of subtle cues from other body parts, trying to figure out what a person is all about. But now Facebook has new facial recognition technology that can identify people with 83% accuracy using a method it calls PIPER, P-I-P-E-R, pose invariant person recognition. It looks for telltale details like body poses. Good Lord.
Will it pick up duck face?
Good. How in the world can this work? These people are geniuses. Or is this dangerous and scary? Which is this?
I think it's both.
Yeah, maybe. I don't want people looking at me, you know, the way you stand, your posture. So is this being embraced, Kenny? Or is this just something that they're trying to throw against the wall and see if it works or if it's going to be popular?
I think they're still working on it, but there are people who love that they can be in somebody's photo and Facebook knows who they are, and they didn't even know that picture was on Facebook.
Yeah. Will it criticize your posture? Like, will it send you an email saying, I saw you at the mall, stand up straight?
Yeah, stand up straight.
Yeah. I can't believe you were wearing that.
Right. Did you look in the mirror before you left home?
Uh-huh. All right, Google Cars, another milestone in the various parts of California. You'll likely see these little cars. They kind of look like a smart car to me, at least the pictures I've seen of them. Have you seen self-driving cars?
They look like an egg.
Yeah, kind of. It's
don't
a pod-like
they
look.
Call them pods.
They do call them pods.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they're two-seater vehicles. They have been allowed on certain roads in California. To what success? What would you think if you're driving down the road and you look at the car next to you and there's nobody driving it? What do you think of that? What do you look at it and think, look out, look at me. And it's maybe driving, being driven better than your car. The other night I was driving to the airport and Meredith thought I was looking at her and I wasn't looking at where I was going. Somebody pulled right in front of me, but I was fully in charge of the car. But there are circumstances like that when maybe there will be times when you're distracted, and if the car can automatically, I bet you somebody will develop some kind of a technology that will automatically, if you're driving the car and there's a danger in front of you, it'll take over from you and stop the car. What do you bet? That on the horizon?
Oh, sure.
I'm betting that it is. Apple's first iPhone garnered more initial consumer interest than the Apple Watch has, but the smartwatch may be holding interest better than the first iPhone did. One report says Apple Watch could top the original iPhone in the first year of sales. It's spread out, in other words. LG launching a smartphone tailored to the music lover with speakers, premium headphones, and a focus mode. $355 for that, huh? I want to have a... Are you going to plug your headset into your...
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra costs if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.